for the last few days, the windows and door of the Freebox community store have been boarded up. That left many local residents wondering if the store will ever reopen. Nancy Yao, board president for the Freebox, says permanent closure is unlikely.
Don't panic. It's just reorganization. It's happened how many times before, and we've always gotten better.
Nancy says the Freebox has reorganized multiple times in the past. It's been a church project, an independent 501c3 organization, and is currently run by a board of directors. Though she currently chairs that board, Nancy Yao would like to see the decision-making process expanded to more of the community.
I'm trying to maybe get away from the incorporation in the board where the community as a whole can come back together and run it like it used to be run. Back then there were issues with it, so it was incorporated, but I personally don't feel that the community has a say in the way it's set up now.
One trigger for the most recent closure of the Freebox is an issue that's been a consistent problem for the team of volunteers that keep it open.
Trash. There's a lot of things that we've put up signs. We've asked people, please don't drop off TVs and computers and, you know, bags of dirty diapers. And, I mean, it has become a dump, trash dump, because people just don't want to take it to the dump. Or they may think that, well, a few holes in the knees of a pair of jeans, somebody could patch them up and use them. But when stuff like that is dropped off, if we hung that up, people don't take it. It can sit there for 6 months.
Nancy Yao says she realizes the Freebox is important to the community and that she's found herself volunteering for the store while wearing a complete outfit she found there. She's not sure what a new structure might look like or when it could be implemented. She says that the board will meet next week to discuss the future of one of Talkeetna's most popular shopping destinations. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.